download the Monday Night Talk podcast from iTunes for free. Just search for Monday Night Talk, WATD. This is Monday Night Talk with your host, Kevin Tachi.
Welcome back to Monday Night Talk. And we want to thank the Chiefs that were here and the Chiefs that were listening out on the South Shore. Joe, anything in regards to that last segment?
No, I thought it was a great segment. Very good, Kevin.
Thanks, Joe.
Yes,
it's not too often Joe gives out compliments. Joe's usually he's usually the bad cop. He likes to tell it the way it is and give a dose of reality. We have a fantastic segment to close out the program this evening, as we have a couple of folks that you listen to our radio station. They're no stranger to you. You've heard them on this station. They are currently on Sunday nights from 7 to 8 p.m. It's called Twilight Showcase. And if you're somebody who likes original music, if you like hearing singer-songwriters, whether it's the New England area, whether it's special guests, as I've had a chance to be on the program, and they've had a couple of special guests who would be on the program. You're like, wow, how do they get these people to come on and talk about certain things? Because it isn't just about music, They'll talk about certain causes. But we have Sandy Stride and Keith James from Twilight Showcase.
Thank you for inviting us.
Welcome to Monday Night Talk.
Well, it's such a pleasure to be here. Thank you so much.
It kind of feels funny because I've been on your program twice,
and we want you to come back again.
And normally I'm on that side of the table.
Yeah.
Well, we can switch if you want.
No, I'm cool with this.
And it's totally different being here on your program than it is being, you know, we don't have to run the show. All we have to do is come in, show up.
I don't know. I'm much more nervous doing this.
Are you really? Why is that?
I don't know.
He's got a heck of a voice, though.
Doesn't
I love
he?
His. I love just his pipes, and I'm not just talking about his singing
Thank
ability.
Thank you so much.
You guys are. Tell us a little bit. How did you come to have a show on the station? And was it something that started? Were you dealing with artists? You know, as far as music,
yes,
and rights and stuff like before. You came on the air as a radio show?
Well, actually, it's because of our performance troupe, Potentials Unlimited, that we really got involved with this station. We, as you know, Keith and I direct and founded Potentials Unlimited Performance Troupe, which is a group of dancers, actors, and singers, which includes many people with disabilities. And that's been for 21 years we've been doing that. All ages, all abilities, all disabilities, everybody on stage together. And we had an event called the Don't Count Me Out Festival. I don't know, it must be 10 years ago. I'd have to guess the date. And we invited WATD to cover it. And long story short, we ended up meeting Ed Perry at that event. He loved what we were doing and invited us to get a little more involved. And at that point, they loved Keith's music, invited us to write some special songs, one of which we'll close with today, by the way, for some of the events in the community. And so we got to know WATD, and of course, we fell in love. And we always wanted to have a radio show. And we have been doing many live showcases with all types of singer-songwriters, along with Potentials Unlimited. So we thought, what a great idea to take this, go bigger with a radio show. And I think that's pretty much how it
Well, we also got started with TIC.
That's right. We started there.
We started
doing
Talk Information Center.
Yes, and we still do, a few months we do a show there, Don't Count Me Out.
Occasionally. Yeah. So we involved a lot of special needs people in our program and all that, which is what they were looking for.
And I have to say, especially because I see Larry through the window.
The
Larry Nelson was a big supporter from day one. He invited us to write some songs and to actually appear on some of his specials. And he was very supportive of us having a show and has continued to be of support. So it makes a difference.
But I think you both also somehow perform as well, don't you?
Yes. Well, mostly.
You're right. Well, you're a lyricist.
Yes, that is correct. And definitely.
A dancer.
Yeah, definitely a dancer. And choreographer.
No kidding.
With Potentials Unlimited.
Okay. Yeah. And you're the singer-songwriter.
I'm the singer-songwriter, yeah.
Right. And he writes all the music, and I write some of the lyrics.
What are some of your influences?
Oh.
Is that too big of a question to ask?
No. No, a lot of it comes from way back when in the 60s, from all the 60s stuff, the Simon and Garfunkel, the Jim Croce, the Harry Chapin, all the people that were writing about social, you know, or making social commentary in their songs, I was really attracted to. And that's kind of what got me into music in the first place. So, and I just kind of carried that through. That struck a response in me.
Joe, do you have a question?
Oh, I was going to ask you, Kevin, what are some of your musical influences?
It's not about me, Joe.
I just another show for now.
You know, but before we were driving here, we did hear you mention that you do sing. So we got to get you. I was listening.
I think that's an appropriate question.
Didn't you hear him say that?
No, I said,
got to come back on our show, and now the secret's out. We want to get you to sing on our show.
The problem was, and let me just kind of remind folks what happened. Malcolm Alter, who is our fantastic traffic guy, gave me this little harp that goes, when you do it, it goes, I can't make it work. But I've played a little guitar in my time. I've played some drums. I've played some bass.
There you go.
I didn't say well, but I've played some guitar.
Okay. Well, that's what Twilight Showcase is all about. You know, we have both local artists that are really getting started, mm-hmm. as well as we go all the other, and we've interviewed people that are national artists. But sometimes we take someone who really is quite good at what they do, but they're not out there yet. Maybe they do an open mic, and maybe they're just not quite, don't think they're ready. But if we listen to what they're doing, Kevin, and we think that it's ready, we'll get them on our show. And it really makes a difference to get that kind of support, because sometimes it's really hard to get that, especially singer-songwriters. Mm. You know, if you do covers, you might be able to perform at a local club or at a bar, but a lot of people, they don't want to listen to the originals. We're just the opposite. We really support original music.
And you guys do workshops, do you not, a lot of times? And you work with up-and-coming artists, is that correct?
We would like to do more of that, and we have done some of that. Primarily what we do with the workshops is with Potentials Unlimited. In other words, we'll take our core group of performers, and for example, we might work, when we did it in New York City, 1 month after 9/11, we brought quite a large group of performers. And then we worked with the sixth graders. We got several sixth graders to volunteer from the school system, and they worked with us for just a few hours, and then they joined in the live performance for the rest of the school system for the, I don't know, it was like 600 sixth graders or 500
sixth graders. There was more than several. There was like a dozen.
Oh, and they were wonderful.
That helped us out with that.
And it was such a moving experience. And we'll do that in other schools as well. So we'll integrate in, we recently, a couple of years ago, did a workshop series in Fairhaven with a group of young adults. Who many of them were challenged on the autism spectrum, and we worked with them for several weeks, and they learned to sing and dance with us. Then we brought in the pros who were with us for many years, and we all put on a show for the community, and the pride that they feel, and they should, is incredible.
I guess I want to digress back to the radio show. I mean, what's when you are planning out a radio program?
Yep.
What is the outline? What is the blueprint?
See, you know we have one.
I do.
I have one right in front of me. Yeah.
How do you go about putting together a show?
Well, we definitely took advice from Ed Perry, who always said keep the interview short and keep integrating it with the music. Well, we don't do it quite as short as he told us, 90 seconds. My apologies. We do it more like 3 to 5 minutes. But we try to alternate short interviews with the artists, with music. And I put the music together ahead of time. So in some cases, it's all music from the featured guest. In some cases, it might be some other music as well. We try to have the music say something that goes with the topic. So as you pointed out, sometimes we have topics of social conscious or human interest, and we tie the music in. If I may give an example, Arnold Abbott. I almost think you were at one of the shows.
I think we talked about that. We might have, but I thought you were going to go with Evan Falchuk.
Well, we can, but Arnold Abbott was a fellow that a 91-year-old World War II veteran down in Florida who several months ago, you probably did hear about him, he trended worldwide because he got arrested for feeding the homeless. And he actually had a terrific organization down there that feeds the homeless on a regular basis. And they're trying to run the homeless out of Florida and many other cities as well. And we heard this on national news, and we wanted to get a hold of him. We did. He did a phone interview with us and just was a fantastic guest. He's continued to do shows with us on telephone, of course. But we integrated the music in with topics that would relate to what he was talking about, so that we kind of send the message both with what you're talking about and how the music feels and sounds. So that's just one example of a non-musician who we incorporated.
Again, we're speaking with Sandy Stratton, Keith James. They are the co-hosts of Twilight Showcase Radio that you can hear here Sundays from 7 to 8 p.m. And
did you want to hear Magic Man? I think we got so busy talking, we forgot.
Was it Magic Man or Music Man?
No, Magic Man. Oh,
Magic Man.
Magic Man.
Yeah. I just want to make sure.
Keith, okay. You might want him to do the intro, not me.
If you would, please, because sure. We actually have some music here, and you are going to perform live.
Definitely.
As well.
Afterwards,
which
yes.
is something
yep.
that's different that yeah. we than us normally talk in politics.
Great.
And stuff like
usually
that.
Kevin
and you've
tries
given
to
us
sing.
More than our fair share of time to talk. So we'll
no, absolutely. But if you would, sure. set us up for this first song that we're going to hear.
Magic Man was written about two people, Frank and John. And they were people who really knew how to put magic in their everyday lives. Magic Man, it's plain to see. Your sleight of hand too fast for me. On a stage, under the lights. At home with your bag of tricks to everyone's delight. Magic Man, you're magic to me. How you keep our attention fixed on what you want us to see. What really goes on is behind the scenes. Oh, Magic Man, you're magic to me. Your world revolves around mystery. Illusions create what we see. For a while you shape our reality. A place that takes my breath away. A place that makes me want to stay. Magic Man, you're magic to me. How you keep our attention fixed on what you want us to see. What really goes on is behind the scenes. Oh, Magic Man. Remembered, they take their secrets with them when they go. It's rare indeed when it's not make-believe. It's the magic in your heart that steals the show. Magic Man, you're magic to me. How you keep our attention fixed on what you want us to see. What really goes on is behind the scenes. Oh, Magic Magic Man, you're magic to me. How you keep our attention fixed on what you want us to see. What really goes on is behind the scenes. Oh, Magic Man, you're magic to me. You're magic to me. You're magic to me. Nice. Hey, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Talk to us about that song, Magic Man. And that was done with Joe Clapp?
Joe Clapp, yeah, on the electric guitar. And he
Ultrasound.
From Ultrasound Studios, yeah. And he's just so good. Yeah, he barely practiced for that, and it, you know, it came
he's
out
right.
great.
He's right here in Hanover, you know that.
When it comes to songwriting, I mean, talk to me about when it comes to writing songs, because you're a lyricist.
Yeah.
You write songs as well. I mean, what do you use for motivation to write songs?
Something has to hit me just the right way, and when it does, that's when the song comes out.
And it doesn't matter. You could be sleeping. You could be, you know, eating breakfast, and it hits you.
Just about anywhere, yeah. And a lot of times I'll get a few words or a line or an idea, you know, and then I kind of, you know, start to work on it until something begins to show itself.
Because
you know?
Everybody's different. I mean, I know some people who would rather they'll write the rhythm first. They'll write, you know.
Well, I usually have, you know, like I'll sit around and mess around on the guitar and I'll come up with something that I kind of like, you know.
Chord progression.
Chord progression,
right?
Yeah. Yeah. And I'll have...
Did you hear that, Joe? I said something musical.
Wow, very good, Kevin.
I'll have 10, 12 of those around all the time. So when something does come up, I start going through my progressions to see if any of them begin to, you know, inspire me to use them. Definitely.
Kind of going back to what you guys do with Potentials Unlimited.
Yes.
What are some of the things? Who are some of the people that you've had a chance to work with? Because I'm looking here.
It's such a wide range.
You've got like
of
a
people.
Long list of things that you've done.
Well, it's been we've been doing it for many years.
People that you performed with.
Yeah.
It's
Chris Burke.
Yes. From Life Goes On.
Life Goes On. He's wonderful. Good friend now.
Wonderful. In fact, with John and Joe DeMasi.
And they've continued to. In fact, they were just on our show recently, John and Joe.
Yes, yeah, they
now
definitely
performing
were.
On their own again.
And another couple guys back from the 60s that were, you know, folk people and grew up, met Chris, and they formed a group and went around to schools and what have you to educate people about Down syndrome and just being kind and decent people.
And when we've had some people on that have never had a chance to see that people with challenges have great potential,
mm-hmm.
and you know, it really influences people. We've had audience members say to us, "I came because I was curious," or frankly, felt sorry for the people. And by the time they were
Everybody
done,
else.
They
yeah.
said they learned more, and they were so moved. That no one could have told them what they were going to feel afterwards, and they just gained a newfound understanding that really what's so important is to concentrate on people's abilities rather than their disabilities, and it makes all the difference in the world. And you know, now people are being much more inclusive, but when we first started 21 years ago with this, people thought we were crazy. And it was not supported except by certain groups. Now people are much more accepting of differences, which is good. It's good to hear.
Do you find that people, when they don't understand something, they don't understand what someone is doing, that's the first response is that it's, you know, it's crazy, it's not acceptable, it's not something that you should do?
I think there's still a huge amount of prejudice. It's much better than it was, but there's still a huge amount of prejudice against people that are different in general. But when someone is challenged, it's almost like, well, they'll never change. That's the attitude. When in fact, oftentimes a person's biggest challenge is the perception of them by others, more so even than what they're dealing with on their own. In other words, it keeps them down in a sense. So we bring them up. We improve their stage presence, not just on stage, but off stage, because we build their confidence. It's not easy to get up on stage.
Oh, no.
We've been in a lot of situations where, you know, we got 15, 20 people in our group, and we've gone to hotels and, you know, places out in the public where they have to be seen. They
telethons.
Have to be, you know,
stuff
they
like
have
that.
To, yes, telethons. They,
State
they
house.
Have to act appropriate, and that's all.
That's what we teach.
Taught and by example and by words, and so it challenges them to rise to a particular level, and we expect that they're going to. Yeah. Make it to that level, and they always do.
I just have to say, we do not use behavior modification or artificial reinforcements. It's the same reinforcement that you get from being up on stage or on the radio. It feels good. to do what we do. So it's very important for me to say that, because a lot of people think that's the only way. We absolutely would not allow it in any shape or form.
What's the thing that you use to motivate someone that it's, you know what, it's okay to get up on stage and to...
They love it.
Compassion, emotional support.
Mm-hmm. And the music.
And the music.
The music itself, yeah. Because we don't just do... We don't do just plain old fun stuff. We do stuff that feels, it helps them express themselves. Whether it's a happy song or a sad song, it's real genuine passion and purpose, which is also what Twilight Showcase is about.
Almost sounds like would be considered almost music therapy in a lot of ways.
It's very, absolutely, it's the next step.
We're very therapeutic.
Yeah.
We're not actually music therapy,
sure.
But we're definitely therapeutic, and not just for the people in the group.
Yep.
We've had people just sit there and watch every time they bring their son or their daughter or whoever to the group, and they're getting as much out of it as the people on stage, because they're seeing everybody improve themselves in a sense.
Mm. And it's the next step. Music therapy helps people to express themselves through music and the arts, and then we take them the next step, which is on stage. Mm. And it really makes a difference getting on stage. The thrill and the joy of performing, and again, I don't have to tell you folks because you're entertainers. It's
I've done community theater, but it took me a you know.
But even what we do right here is entertainment.
Sure, but it's
very reinforcing in itself.
But it's different, I think, to get in front of a microphone than it is to stand in front of.
Oh yes,
a
it's
group
very
of people.
Hard. That's right.
There's a different dynamic.
But there's
even with some people, and I do work for Community Access Television.
Yes.
Some people, they see a camera and they freeze up.
That's right. Not our guys. They love it.
Okay.
I tell them get out the cameras. We're here.
Well, first of all, there's certain people who are hams. Just to begin with.
Joe.
Like a particular,
they picked you out.
Yeah, there we go.
And by the way, we're fully integrated. You do not have to be
yeah,
labeled
right.
with a challenge to join in with us. In fact, that's part of what makes our group work. We do not separate people
out. I think
out.
Kevin would qualify either way.
You're in, Kevin.
as you were saying, Keith.
Yeah, we have to mention that Keith's going to be performing with Veterans Voice.
That's
their
correct.
Events.
Yep.
If you want to mention that before you do your live song. I don't
Please
want to
do. Yeah,
miss
we
out on
minutes.
His live song.
No, we won't. We that's 2 minutes fast.
Oh, thank goodness.
Great.
If you will.
Oh, yeah. There, Lori Beth and Jim Quinlivan are producing a Vets Fest, which is a festival for veterans,
and
they are invited to come and they to enjoy themselves for the day. There's food. There's going to be music, just nonstop, and it's also networking. So that veterans can find out about different things that are going on that they can involve themselves with, or things that they qualify for that may help them out.
And they're going to be all over the South Shore, but the one of them is going to be at Fall River at the Battleship Cove. Going to get to perform on the big ship.
Yeah, that's pretty cool.
That's very,
yeah,
that very exciting.
I'm performing. Yeah, they give me about
August
a half
13.
Hour set. So
yep.
I'm... You know, that's going to be really
one of,
cool.
Keith is one of the performers, and then down at Dennis Days in September 26th, and the others are going to be announced.
Is there a website? Or if folks want to, because I think that's kind of the key, you're mentioning this.
Go to the
this.
Veterans Voice. It's right on Facebook. There's Veterans Voice for the show, which is
can they,
on
can
Thursday
they go to
nights.
ATD's website? To
Absolutely, okay. And go to Veterans Voice, as well as Veterans Voice show is on Thursday nights, same time slot as ours, 7 to 8,
okay.
And Greg Brasso is great, and then as well as check with us, too, and it's easy to find us on Facebook, just go to twilightshowcase.org, and we'll be happy to give them all the details, too.
And again, we are speaking with the co-host of Twilight Showcase, Keith James, and Sandy Stride, and I believe you're going to play us a song live here. Keith, give us
yes,
the details about it.
This is about a friend of mine who I knew in high school that lost his life in Vietnam, and it's called On the Wall. But I had this song posted on Facebook, and another friend of mine that I keep track of that also from back in 1968
Chenaw,
when
Illinois.
I was in high school, whose name is Keith Hamilton. Responded to it, and he wrote these words, and I'll just read them real quick, and then I'll go right into the song.
Sure.
He said, I sometimes think about the summer of 1968 when I would pick up Don and Weston at O Dark 30 to go to Interlake Steel. On the radio, The Doors and MacArthur Park is melting in the dark. That was the last time I saw Don. a young man, only 18. Tall and thin, nothing about him was mean. A stand-up guy who liked what was right. Like many before him, he was sent there to fight. A young man eager for the world to see the best part of him he could possibly be. While the honor guards march about face, the bagpipes cried, "Amazing grace." He did not fall, now his name is on the wall. By his family, he stood by his friends, he stood by the men in his regiment. A picture on the mantle, a soldier in uniform, his mother says, "This is my son." A young man eager for the world to see the best part of him he could possibly be, while the honor guards march about face, the bagpipes cried, "Amazing grace." He did not fall, now his name is on the wall. I took some paper, I took some chalk, I lightly traced over his name. His face in my memory will never change. His name has been framed and hangs on the wall. A young man eager for the world to see the best part of him he could possibly be, while the honor guards march about face, the bagpipes cried, "Amazing grace." He did not fall, now his name is on the wall. He did not fall, now his name is on the wall. He did not fall, now his name is on the wall.